Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not so new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to say right from the get-go, there's not going to be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I'm very excited to have Linda Imperial with us today on the Sounds of Christmas podcast. Linda has an amazing career. I was just looking on your first, Linda, thank you for joining us. Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
I was just looking at your website. It's lindaimperial.com, by the way, if anybody listening wants to run over there and check it right now. But it is amazing the career that you have had so far. 42 album compilations, 32 credits on major recordings, 20 releases of your own in the top Billboard charts for three decades. You have toured with Big Mama Thornton's rhythm section. I saw that and I was like, wow. Was that when she was still with us? Were you actually touring with her?
What had happened, I was living in San Francisco, and my sister, who could sing me under a table, was performing with her rhythm section. And she called me and said, I'm doing this tour. I think you'd be perfect. I need your help. And she sent me a plane ticket. And we were badass. But traveling during the winter across country, across the United States in cars, we started out with about five cars, carrying all our equipment ourselves, people in the car, loading up. By the end of the tour, all the cars were gone. People had left. There was two really bad car wrecks. We were driving in the snow. And I remember the sun was just coming up. And I looked through I was riding in the passenger seat. And I looked in the mirror and I saw that the car that my sister was in was going over a cliff. They turned over in the snow. And so it was just one thing after another. So it was great. Learned a lot, and it was a great band, a great experience, and there you have it.
Wow. For those who don't know, Big Mama Thornton, she gave us Hound Dog. Everybody thinks that Elvis did that, and I mean, he did record it, but it was her song. That's amazing, and that's kind of where your career started, and that's just, wow. That's amazing. You were in a trio, and I'm going to massacre LaVerde. The name. LaVerde, thank you. And if people don't remember the name, you remember Die Hard Lover. You probably remember My World is Empty Without You. Those were big hits around 1982. Is that right?
Well, it actually started. We were doing dance music. When I first moved to San Francisco, I got in, I was into rock, and then dance started, and I loved harmonies. And so I, just loved harmonies. So I was singing with my friend, Frank LaVerde and Peggy Gibbons, and we started doing dance music, and it started paying the bills. So Die Hard Lover, Frank wrote that song. It was actually written for me, but he ended up singing it and making it into a huge hit. And then I recorded it later and it did okay, but we toured all over. I think we had a number one. It was on the pop charts for a solid year in Europe.
Wow. And it's just, from there, it's a very impressive list of who you've worked with. And I know I'm going to miss somebody and I don't want to just gloss over things, but there's the amazing jazz supergroup, the New York Jazz Explosion, Sylvester, yeah. The Weather Girls, Jefferson Starship, Quicksilver Messenger Service. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I remember, that's the word.
Yeah, I remember Martha and Izora were singing with Sylvester. And, you know, I want people to remember Jeannie Tracy as well, because she deserves her spot in there. But I actually, Bob Olson, when he used to hire my sister, Anne, and I to do session work. And Bob Olson, he was the first white engineer at Motown when it first started. So he called me in to do some session work. And that's when I actually met Gary Duncan and David Freiberg. So Gary told David, he called David. David had just left the Starship, said, "Hey, I've got this chick singer coming in. You want to sing with her?" And so he picked me up at the bus stop from, I came in from San Francisco, and that's how I met David. So they wanted me in the band. I joined the band, and thank you, Bob Olson, for introducing me to my husband.
Now, fast forward to mid late 90s, and I was working at a radio station in Cincinnati. I was part of the morning show, so I wasn't really involved in the music we played, but I remember 2 Out of 3 Ain't Bad, All By Myself, Where the Boys Are. I don't know if those were big hits, but I remember that we played them.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was on Interhit Records. Chris Cox. Chris was like just this amazing high powered DJ. I mean, he was working with Madonna and working with just all these people, and they really wanted to do something for me. So they had these songs, and I recorded Where the Boys. And I love that. You know, I absolutely love that. And 2 Out of 3 Ain't Bad, which is, I'm grateful. I'm really grateful. The production, I'm proud of the production.
And by the way, all the songs and stuff that we're mentioning are still out there. You can find them certainly on YouTube, and you can find them on Spotify and other places too. So if you hear us talk about something and you're like, I want to check that out, it's not something that's secret or that you can't get. You can find Linda's stuff on everywhere. So you can definitely find those things. But you've had this amazing career, and it wasn't until, was it just last year when you recorded the Christmas single?
Yes, it's my favorite time of year, and it's really hard if you're alone, and just being with people you care about is just a wonderful, magical feeling. The holiday spirit is everywhere, and I wanted to capture that magic that people have. You know, it brings out the happiness in people, the merriment, the humanity, the excitement of the holiday. And it encourages people to be nicer to one another, to care about one another. And Christmas, you and me, I don't like being alone at Christmas. So I like having that special someone to enjoy the beauty of and the magic of Christmas. I never really thought of doing a Christmas song, but when I thought about it, I went, oh my goodness, because I love Christmas, and I just Drummer Boy. I mean, Drummer Boy, that was my first love in Christmas songs, and it made me very emotional when I heard it as a child. And it has a longevity that I look forward to. You know, I always look forward to the holidays and hearing Christmas songs and going in and out of places that have that holiday spirit. It puts me in a great mood. It makes me happy and hopeful.
That's one of the things I love about Christmas music as well. And one of the reasons that I do the Sounds of Christmas Radio and this podcast. Christmas You and Me is the single, an original song that you released last year. What was other than Drummer Boy and your love of Christmas music, what sort of led you to do this original song?
I heard this melody in my head and I couldn't get it out. And usually when that happens, I'll start having a visual and I'll start, I love movies. So I like having this visual dance in my head, you know, and I'll try to write it down and edit it later, but I want to capture whatever is in my heart, whatever I can contribute to any artistic thing. I mean, I can't help it. I'm an artist. I can't do too much of anything else. I mean, I can, but I'm, you know, I think my mission is my my ability to sing and to convey a story.
And Christmas You and Me is your first Christmas single. I have to ask, because I'm a Christmas music junkie, anything on the radar as far as more Christmas music from you?
Well, since I met you, yes. I'm excited. I can't wait to do another.
Are there particular songs, aside from Drummer Boy, that you would want to cover? Do you think that you would want to do some more original things? Both, maybe?
Both. You know, I am Rosemary Clooney. Every time I think of Rosemary Clooney, I think of that holiday, that Christmas, White Christmas, the movie, mm-hmm. You know, and the way people, artists, Bing Crosby, Mel Torme, Rosemary Clooney, God save the artist. That's all I can say. You know, everyone has a mission, and they've, you know, just hearing Rosemary Clooney makes me happy. It makes me feel good hearing her sing, or hearing a Christmas song, or hearing, you know, I don't know.
She had such a beautiful voice. And I love her Christmas music. And, you know, I don't want to turn this around and make it all about me, but one of the reasons that I wanted to create the Sounds of Christmas radio station is because there's so much great Christmas music out there that just doesn't get played anymore. And Rosemary Clooney is a great example of that. She has beautiful songs and you don't hear them on the radio. You still hear Bing with White Christmas, but, you know, Bing had lots of Christmas songs too. And other than White Christmas, you don't hear much. And that's right. One of the reasons I wanted to do this, because I can, in addition to capturing current and recent songs, your single as an example, to get that out there so people who love Christmas music can hear it, I can also keep all of those classics alive. I can, you know, there are people who will listen to the Sounds of Christmas who get to hear at least some songs from Rosemary Clooney and some other ones from Bing and more from that era, as well as the new stuff. It's all mixed in. And the thing is, and I think that radio is scared of this, or maybe they just don't know.
Well, you know what? I think they're afraid, and thank goodness for you, because you do things for the right reason. You know, you're not doing it for the obvious. You're doing it for the sacredness of the art.
Yeah. Thank you. I remember vividly and again, I think this was in the mid late 90s when I was still in Cincinnati, when there was a remastered new edition of a Rosemary Clooney Christmas album. And it came out on CD remastered or something for the first time, or whatever it is that the record label was saying to put a happy spin on it. And I remember getting that and listening to it in my car and instantly get that Christmas feeling.
Exactly. Exactly. I absolutely agree with you. And I feel the same way. You know, I went to school in St. Louis. So our winters were always snowy and warm, and everyone had a fireplace, and, you know, it was just such a beautiful, warm, cozy experience.
Well, I live in Florida now, and I'm not sorry that I don't have to scrape my windshields every winter, but when I lived in Cincinnati, when I was there, that was the only time I ever lived anywhere where it snowed on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And that was magic.
Yes. Yes.
To go outside and it's dark and it's cold and it starts to snow and all the Christmas lights are in everybody's windows. And it's absolutely a Hallmark movie way before there were any Hallmark movies, but it's, you get to live that thing. And that's a great memory that I treasure, not in a hurry to go back to where it's really cold, but I wouldn't mind visiting. But there's no other word for it. It's just magic.
Magical. Yeah. Ken, I absolutely agree with you. A kindred spirit.
Well, I think that it would be great if you wanted to record a Rosemary Clooney Christmas songbook kind of thing. I think that would be wonderful because, you know, she recorded certainly lots of Christmas songs that everybody knows. Christmas Time Is Here, White Christmas, lots of those. But she also did Susie Snowflake, which is one of those songs that starts to get forgotten because nobody else covers that anymore.
Wow.
But you'll find lots of gems on her albums, CDs.
You know what?
Streams.
Now that I've met you, Ken, I'm going to try to record and write some more Christmas songs.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love to hear that. Because I know there's a lot of Christmas music out there, but it always makes me happy to hear that there's more coming. I always like to hear that. I talk to a lot of singers and musicians who have just completed a single or a Christmas album, and I understand that it's a huge process. I've talked to a couple artists this year and sort of done behind the music things, following them along through the process. And it can be tough. And you finally get it done and it's finished and it's mixed and it's out to the people who are going to distribute it. And whew, that's done. And then to have somebody go, so when are you going to do another one? I know there are people who are like, are you kidding me? I just finished. I need to breathe. I can't think about it anymore.
Well, you know, I wanted to, silly me, I wanted to mention also, I did hear the melody and I heard the words and I started creating a visual story, something that made me feel warm. But my co-writer, who is just a phenomenal musician and producer and engineer himself, Joel Jaffe, also contributed just an amazing amount of talent to our venture. So I really want to make sure I mention his name, Joel Jaffe. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to just encourage him. We're going to come up with some new songs for you.
Oh, terrific. I can't wait. And for anybody listening who thinks that, you know, that Linda has been waiting for the next project to come along, she already had the Heart Rock EP come out this year, an EP that is called Heart Rock that was released this year. Besides that and potential new Christmas music, is there anything else that you have in the works that you want to mention?
Well, my first album, I'm really proud of. It's basically, I didn't really know what I was doing. And I did it, I guess I can tell you, I did it as a means of securing work for myself throughout the year with different genres, jazz, rock, soul, funk, dance. And so my first album is completely all over the place. And it's a brand that you look at and you go, who is she? because it has jazz and blues and... But I'm proud of that, and I'm really proud of Heart Rock. Joel produced that, and then we co-wrote Christmas You and Me. So I'm making a statement that I'm definitely going to show you some more songs.
Oh, terrific. I can't wait. Well, hopefully we'll get to talk again next December about new music, maybe, if it can come out that fast.
I hope, Ken, you're Absolutely lovely.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Linda. The Christmas song, again, is called Christmas, You and Me, and you can find that everywhere that you listen to music, that you buy music, that you stream music.
Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, and my website, lindaimperial.com.
Very well said. Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you. And I do want to wish you a splendid, joyful, happy, and safe Christmas, Ken.
And I wish the same for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for listening, helping us share some Christmas spirit, and for helping this podcast continue to grow. You've obviously found us somewhere, but if there's another site you like to use for podcasts, check out our podcast page on our website for the complete list of everywhere you can listen to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And again, the website is soundsofchristmas.com. Then just click on the podcast tab. For the Sounds of Christmas station, to listen to the music, you'll need to stick with our website or our app in the Google Play Store. If you have comments or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through our website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.